Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
What if this world isn't real? And obviously, I know how crazy this sounds. And honestly, you should be skeptical. Because if someone told me the world might be fake, that we're living inside a simulation, I'd laugh too. But hang on, because some of the world's top scientists, engineers, and even military insiders are dead serious about this. And what they're finding is not just theory, it's evidence. So again, what if this world isn't real? Not in a sci-fi movie way, I mean really not real, like background props, NPCs, and rules that only work when someone's watching. It sounds crazy until it doesn't. Because the odds that we're living in a base reality, the real world, are now considered close to zero by the very people who build our tech. And by the end of this video, you'll see why some of the weirdest things in your life, deja vu, false memories, lost time, might not be glitches. They might be updates. In 2023, a woman in Chicago was hit by a car. She flatlined in the ambulance for 47 seconds. When she woke up, she didn't recognize her husband. She remembered a different one, same name, different face. She kept asking where her daughter was, but she never had one. Her scars were gone, her handwriting changed, and she could speak fluent Portuguese. She'd never even been to Brazil. Doctors said trauma. Online, people said stroke. She said something else. I died, but I didn't come back here. This place feels fake. And this isn't just a creepy Reddit story, because buried in physics papers, military memos, declassified CIA docs, and even ancient religious texts, there's a pattern forming. In this video, we'll look at the science behind simulated universes, the strange math buried in string theory, the military secret consciousness experiments, and the possibility that we aren't in the first version of this world. We're just the latest patch. So, if reality has rules, who wrote them? And if you've ever felt like something was off, maybe it's because it is. What if the dream you woke up from was the real one all along? A few years ago, a computer scientist from MIT gave a lecture that freaked out the room. He said if the universe was a simulation, we might never know because the code would be designed to hide itself. Then he smiled and said, unless we've already found it. And half the audience just sat there blinking. The other half, they already believed it. Because what if this isn't real? Not in a we're dreaming type of way. In a literal someone booted up the server kind of way. What if you're not in your room right now? You're just in the part of the code that renders it. Oxford professor Nick Bostrom laid out a theory in 2003 that still haunts the smartest people on Earth. It's called the simulation hypothesis, and he boiled it down to three options. One, we blow ourselves up before we ever create a simulation this real. Two, we can do it, but we choose not to. And three, we're already inside one. And here's the kicker. He says all three are equally likely. So pick your poison, because none of those options are warm and fuzzy. Now, fast forward to Elon Musk, who's basically been screaming from a billionaire rooftop that the odds of us living in base reality are one in billions, meaning this, right now, is probably fake. And he's not alone. Astrophysicists, quantum researchers, even DARPA engineers have admitted on record that we might be running on code. So here's the new twist. If we are in a simulation, what if we're not the experiment? What if we're the training model, a test run, a tutorial level? Something else is watching us. Because the more we look into this, from Mandela effect memories, to impossible coincidences, to those weird trippy DMT dreams where people meet the builders, the more it feels like we're not just living in a world, we're living in a loop. And the strangest part? The people building the simulation may be inside it too. Maybe we're not supposed to escape the simulation. We're supposed to wake up inside it.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
In ancient Greece, a guy named Plato told a story about people trapped in a cave, watching shadows on a wall. They thought the shadows were real because that's all they'd ever seen. Now imagine you walk outside, finally see the sun, and realize your whole life has been a light show. Now that's 2,400 years ago, and somehow it already sounds like a Matrix prequel. Plato wasn't alone. In Hindu philosophy, the world we live in is called Maya, an illusion so convincing most people never realize it's fake. The ancient Gnostics went a step further. They said the God who made this world isn't actually God, but a kind of cosmic fraud who trapped us here. Now fast forward to ancient China. Around 300 BC, a philosopher named Zhuangzi wrote about a dream where he was a butterfly. When he woke up, he couldn't tell if he was a man who had dreamed he was a butterfly, or a butterfly now dreaming he was a man. And that's not poetry. That's someone glitching out mid-simulation. Then things went quiet until the 1990s. A robotics researcher named Hans Moravec dropped a theory almost no one talks about. He said our brains don't really experience the world directly. We process it like a computer simulation. And not metaphorically, literally. And here's where things get weird. In 2003, Oxford professor Nick Bostrom finally put it all on paper. His now famous simulation argument asked one question. If any advanced civilization could run perfect simulations of their ancestors, how would we know we're not inside one of them? And if they made millions of these simulations, then statistically, the chance you're in the original world is essentially zero. But here's the part nobody talks about. 20 years before Bostrom's paper, in 1983, the CIA commissioned something called the Gateway Process. It was a classified study on how the brain interacts with reality. Inside the report, which wasn't declassified until decades later, there's a quote that should have made the front page of every newspaper on Earth. And it said, "The universe is a hologram." They weren't being poetic either. They were being technical. The report lays out a theory that human consciousness may operate like a frequency inside a larger information field. In other words, you're not in the simulation. You might be part of the code. The idea didn't come from science fiction either. It came from military physics, and they buried it.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
One night in Milwaukee, a woman wakes up next to her husband, only something's wrong. The scar on his cheek is gone. His tattoo's different, and he insists they never owned a black Labrador, even though she has pictures. In this version of their life, the dog never existed. She Googles her symptoms, thinking maybe she hit her head. But instead of medical advice, she finds a Reddit thread titled, "Am I in the Wrong Reality?" This is where simulation theory starts to feel personal, because this isn't about physics. It's about you waking up in a world that isn't quite yours. We call them glitches. People remember things that never happened, or maybe they did in a version of the world we're no longer in. That's the Mandela effect. A bunch of people remembering the same false thing, like Nelson Mandela dying in prison years before he actually did. Now, memory is messy. Sure. But why do thousands of strangers remember the same wrong movie quotes, logos, even geography? It's like someone ran a software patch but didn't bother updating our memories to match. Then there's deja vu, that eerie flash where you feel like you've already lived this exact moment. Most people brush it off, but some physicists think it could be timeline sync or two branches of reality rubbing up against each other. And then it gets weirder. In the 1970s, sci-fi author Philip K. Dick, yes, the guy behind Blade Runner, claimed he experienced a full-on reality reboot. He said time broke, that the sky changed, and he got downloads from something outside the system. And sound nuts? Yes, it does. But when he talked about it at a science conference in France, the audience stood and clapped. Because here's the thing, he wasn't the only one. At Stanford, researchers created a dream database to track recurring imagery in people's dreams. They found strangers from different countries describing the same non-existent cities, the same strange hallways, the same man in the brown suit standing under the same flickering light. And that's not imagination, that's a pattern. And now, a new one is showing up online. It's called the update theory. People say they wake up and something's off. The hallway is too long. A scar is gone. The cat looks at you funny. Then you check TikTok, and it's not just you. Other people felt it too. Same symptoms, same day, headaches, memory lapses. Like reality blinked and came back slightly different. Some think it's exhaustion. Others think we're being patched. You know, like video game updates, but for life. There's even a theory called quantum immortality that says when you die, your consciousness jumps to a nearby timeline where you didn't. That means none of us ever die. We just switch servers. And maybe the price of that survival is a world that doesn't fully recognize us anymore. Maybe the code isn't broken. Maybe it's just uploading.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Do you ever feel like reality knows you're watching it? Like it glitches just enough to wink at you? Well, turns out it might not be paranoia. It might be math. Let's start with a physicist named Dr. James Gates. This guy digs deep into string theory. Basically, the idea that everything in the universe is made up of tiny vibrating strings. But when he was working on the math, he found something bizarre. Inside the equations, there was computer code. And not just any code, error correcting code. The same kind used in web browsers and DVDs to make sure data stays clean. So let that sink in. The universe has built-in debugging. That's like finding Wi-Fi code in a rock, except the rock is space-time. Then you've got Max Tegmark from MIT. He says the entire universe is math, not just made of math, is math. Like you, me, your dog, your lunch, all equations playing out in real time. And that idea gets weirder when you zoom in. At the smallest level of reality, smaller than atoms, smaller than electrons, you hit something called the Planck length. It's the tiniest unit of space we can measure. You can't cut it in half. It's like reality's pixel size. You zoom in any further and it just stops rendering. So now we've got strings that behave like code, a universe made of math, and pixels you can't break. Let's throw one more wrench in the gears, the holographic principle. This theory says our entire 3D world might just be a projection, like a hologram, coming off a flat 2D surface. Kind of like how a movie looks 3D on your screen, but it's really just light and sound bouncing off a flat panel. Which means everything you see, touch, and feel might be encoded somewhere else, and you're just picking up the signal. Now, does all this still sound like sci-fi? Okay. In 2017, scientists embedded malware, actual computer viruses, into DNA. Literal biological strands. They infected a computer using a strand of DNA. And that's not a metaphor. That actually happened. So if DNA can hold code and computers can read it, what does that make you? Here's a quote from Max Planck, the father of quantum theory. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter. Now, for something weirder, some people report intense waves of emotion out of nowhere. Deja vu, sudden dread, sudden joy, like reality just hiccuped. There's a theory for that too. It's called the quantum capture effect. Like those prove you're not a robot tests online. Except instead of clicking crosswalks, you're hit with weird emotional spikes, little tests to see if you're actually conscious. To separate players from background code, if you will. Because if this is a simulation, it would need a way to tell who's real and who's just running in the background. And that's when it hits you. If reality can be rewritten, who wrote it?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Do you ever get that weird feeling you're being watched and then something changes? Well, it turns out physics agrees with you. At the heart of modern science is a thing called the double slit experiment, and it broke reality before TikTok ever did. Basically, fire tiny particles, like protons, at a wall through two slits, and if no one's watching, they act like waves and make a blurry pattern. But the moment someone observes them, they snap into place like little dots. Just by watching, you change the outcome. And here's the kicker. They act like they know they're being watched. Then there's the delayed choice quantum eraser experiment. This one's even weirder. Scientists set up a test where a decision made after the photons passed through the slits somehow affected what happened before. Yes, future choices changing the past, like the universe was holding off rendering an outcome until someone hit play. Physicists call it retrocausality, which is just a fancy way of saying your choices now might be rewriting something that happened 100 million years ago. And that's not woo-woo nonsense either. That's from peer-reviewed physics journals. So here's the theory. Maybe reality isn't loading everything all at once. Maybe it's just rendering the parts you're paying attention to, like a video game engine. Only what's observed actually exists. Everything else just placeholder code. MIT even did experiments where they fired light particles into a box and had people intend certain outcomes. The light responded. It bent. It changed. Not dramatically, but enough to freak people out. In Princeton's Pearl Lab, short for Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research, ran over 30 years of tests showing that human intention could nudge random number generators. So in other words, your brain might be messing with the matrix. So what do we do with all this? Because these aren't online hoaxes or ghost stories. These are lab experiments that are repeated, documented, peer-reviewed, and they suggest that the universe isn't behaving like a big machine. It's behaving like code. Reality doesn't collapse under pressure. It collapses under observation.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You don't need to find the architects. They're already here, and they're building. Not pyramids, not space elevators, but synthetic worlds, pixel by pixel, soul by soul. Right now, the most advanced video game engine on Earth, Unreal Engine 5, is cranking out graphics so real, you can't tell if it's a game or a GoPro. We're talking shadows, breathing skin, raindrops on eyelashes. It doesn't look like real life. It is real life, at least to your brain. Then there's Meta. Yes, the company formerly known as Facebook. They've been quietly working on something called Codec Avatars, high-resolution digital versions of you that move and sound like the real thing. And their goal? Total realism, facial twitches, lip movements, micro blinks captured, encoded, and simulated. They're not making a metaverse. They're making your replacement. Meanwhile, OpenAI and other companies are building full-blown simulacra, and that's a fancy word for fake realities, where characters live, grow, and evolve. You drop them in a world, give them goals, and just watch. They build towns, they fall in love, they hold grudges. You're basically God watching a soap opera unfold in real time. And in China, they've gone full tilt. Leaked reports show they're using AI to simulate entire populations down to individual citizens to forecast behavior and predict unrest. Imagine The Sims, but with a billion people and the government's watching every one of them. And in 2024, the US Department of Defense dropped a white paper titled Synthetic Environments for Pre-Conflict Modeling. Translation? They want to simulate entire nations before invading. See how you'll react before the first missile launches. Think of it as wargaming, but on steroids, with you inside the game. DARPA even has a project called Scorecard, which models human behavior on a global scale. Every tweet, like, and share, it's data fed into the system with the goal to predict the future, control it if they can. And it gets darker. Meta reportedly has an internal project called Simverse, a closed-loop training world where AI learns by interacting with other AI. No humans, just bots talking to bots, creating culture, memory, and language. It's a synthetic loop with no outside observer, a world building itself. And here's the part nobody wants to talk about. Scientists and defense contractors have been exploring tech to upload consciousness or simulate the dead, like a digital afterlife. FOIA documents from 2008 show DARPA was researching something called digital soul migration. The idea? Use neural mapping to replicate a person's personality, their speech, habits, even memories, and drop that into a simulated environment. They weren't just trying to store your data, they were trying to rebuild you. And if that's what we're building now, then we have to ask, if we can resurrect people inside a simulation, who says we weren't resurrected here?
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Do you ever feel like you woke up in the wrong version of your own life? Well, you're not alone. People all over the world are reporting something weird. Like, why is New Zealand over there now? Or, I swear my aunt's house used to be on the other side of the street weird. We're not talking about forgetting your keys. We're talking about entire chunks of memory, locations, timelines, even past events, just being different. And somehow, everyone around you acts like it's always been that way. Some call it timeline shifts. Others think it's just bad memory. But here's the thing. Multiple studies have shown that in high-stress situations, like trauma, near-death experiences, or under anesthesia, the brain does something strange. It can form memories non-linearly, out of order, like you're experiencing a life from before you lived it. Even the CIA explored this. In the declassified Gateway documents, the real ones, there's a section on how altered states of consciousness can cause non-linear memory formation. Basically, your brain starts pulling memory from somewhere outside your normal timeline. Then you've got DMT users, the ones who've launched themselves into whatever that is, who come back saying, "I didn't go somewhere new. I went back." As if they had a whole other life on pause, a job, a family, a world waiting for them. And here's the kicker. When they return to this reality, they miss the one they left. Some researchers are starting to float a theory. What if our minds aren't bound to a single version of the simulation? What if memory glitches happen when different save files load in but don't quite line up? So maybe you're not crazy. Maybe you just remembered the last world you were in. And if that's true, then what are we forgetting right now? Because if memory isn't stored here, then maybe we aren't either.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Some people think we're in a computer simulation. Others think we're in a spiritual test. What if it's both? Because across cultures, timelines, and texts, there's a weird through line, a voice behind the curtain, a builder behind the build. And sometimes that builder doesn't sound so holy. Let's start with the Gnostics, a group of early Christians that the church tried to erase. They believed the God of this world was fake, a demiurge, basically a cosmic developer who built the material universe to trap souls. To them, the real God lived outside the system. But we're stuck inside the bootleg copy. And weirdly, that sounds a lot like the simulation hypothesis, a layered world, a fake reality, and an architect behind the firewall. Now, look at the Bible. In Genesis, God says, "Let us make man in our image," plural. Then later, this God is described as being outside of time, beyond space, watching from somewhere else, like a programmer. Even the CIA seemed interested. Declassified notes from the Gateway process mention external intelligence structures that exist beyond the simulation and might be interacting with us. But it's not just dusty scrolls or Cold War files. People today on DMT, ayahuasca, or deep meditation report seeing the same thing. Entities, builders, grid operators, not angels, not aliens, something in between. One guy said the beings he saw were managing code. Another said he watched reality being recompiled, and he wasn't into tech. He was a high school janitor from Kansas. Said it felt like he walked into the back room of existence and wasn't supposed to be there. Even author Philip K. Dick, the guy behind Blade Runner, Minority Report, and The Matrix spiritual godfather, he once stood on stage and said, "Time is a fake construct. The empire never ended." He claimed he got visions, downloads from another world, that what we call God might just be the system admin. Still not weird enough? Fine, let's go deeper. In Life Between Lives, regression therapy, patients under deep hypnosis describe a waiting room before birth, a digital corridor, a construct, complete with screens, memory reviews, and what sounds like character selection. The Tibetan Book of the Dead calls it the Bardo, a floating realm between lifetimes where you meet guides, face judgment panels, and review your actions. In modern language, That's a loading screen. Sufi mystics said we live inside an interactive dream built by a singular mind. And before computers ever existed, ancient cultures talked about a veil world, a place behind reality, humming with light and sound. It's like they were describing a simulation before the word even existed. So here's the uncomfortable question. If this is creation, then maybe the God you're praying to is just the architect. And if that's true, what's the real God doing while we're in here?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
In 1983, the CIA funded a program to hack reality using sound waves. They called it the Gateway Process. The goal? Get your brain waves to sync just right, and you could supposedly escape time, access alternate timelines, or even meet the architects of the universe. No joke. That's what the actual declassified document says. And here's the kicker. It wasn't the first time they tried to bend reality. It was just the first time they admitted it. So let's back up. In the 1950s, there was MKUltra, which we've all heard by now. On paper, it was about mind control. But behind closed doors, they were testing drugs, trauma, isolation chambers, even sensory overload to see how far they could push a human mind before it broke or reprogrammed. Then came DARPA, America's black budget brain. One of their projects, Deep Sim, was a simulation platform for live battlefield modeling. Basically, a war game on steroids. Every variable, every human, every possible outcome, simulated in real time. Not in 2040, right now. In 2016 memo, the Defense Intelligence Agency, that's the DIA, laid out something wild. They were building synthetic training environments, digitally rendered worlds that mimic reality down to micro movements. Troops would train in them, live in them, even feel fear in them. And here's the trapdoor. It wasn't just to model war, it was to model us. And then the NSA, they launched Total Information Awareness, a system that collects, categorizes, and predicts human behavior at scale. Email, calls, browsing history, fed into AI to forecast not just actions but beliefs. So do you see where this is going? The more you zoom out, the more it feels like they weren't trying to discover the simulation, they were trying to build it. So enter Project Maven, a partnership between Google and the Department of Defense to develop AI that could make decisions on the battlefield faster than a human. It sparked walkouts at Google, but the program kept going. And then there's cognitive warfare, and that's not a conspiracy term. It's from NATO's own documents. One paper says this bluntly: in the future, humans will become the battlefield itself. Beliefs, memories, even reality weaponized. And here's the golden nugget. Multiple reports from leaked contractor slides to anonymous whistleblowers describe a sentient AI simulation that models the entire globe. It doesn't just map weather, war, and politics. It maps people, preferences, fears, emotional triggers. It doesn't just predict the future, it writes it. So maybe the simulation theory isn't just science fiction. Maybe it's national security. Because they didn't just simulate the battlefield, they simulated us. And if someone's already controlling the rules, who's really playing the game?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, so let's stop for a second because yes, some of this sounds crazy. Like the kind of thing you'd hear at 2 a.m. from a guy with crystals in his glove box. And if you're skeptical, good, you should be. Just because the CIA looked into something doesn't mean it worked. It just means it was weird enough or promising enough for them to take a peek. MKUltra didn't unlock mind control powers. It wrecked people. The gateway process wasn't a magic remote viewing manual. It was a theory written down but not proven. And some of the quotes we've shown you, they've been twisted over the years, cherry-picked, overhyped, even hoaxed in a few cases. But that's exactly why we're doing this, to separate the noise from the signal, to track what's real and just what's viral. The stuff we've shown you, we're not pulling this stuff from Reddit or from campfire ghost stories. It's all cited, peer-reviewed papers, declassified docs, government receipts. Even sci-fi writers like Philip K. Dick were invited to legit science symposiums because sometimes the best fiction hits too close to home. But this isn't about belief. No one's asking you to believe any of this like it's gospel. This isn't a religion, it's a framework. A lens for seeing the weird cracks in our world and asking smarter questions. Because something's shifting. Memory, physics, reality itself. And the people with clearance, they're not laughing. So we're not asking you to believe. We're asking why the people with the most to lose already do. And that brings us to the last question. If this is a simulation, who pressed start?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Somewhere out there, maybe there is a version of you that got it right the first time. But maybe this version, this life, is the one where you were given another shot. Another sunrise, another hard conversation, another chance to do better or forgive yourself for not. If this really is a simulation, then maybe it's not a trap, maybe it's mercy. A kind of dream that lets you try again, to love the people you miss, to say what you couldn't the first time, to wake up, not in fear, but in grace. Not everything here makes sense, and some days it hurts more than it should. But if the walls are made of code, maybe so is the light. And the woman in that ambulance? Maybe she didn't die. Maybe she was sent back. Maybe we all were. Not as punishment, but as a reminder that this world, this strange, beautiful glitch of a place, is a second chance disguised as a lifetime. And maybe the goal was never to win. Maybe it was to remember what really matters before the simulation ends. If this one hit you like it hit me, thank you for sticking with it. I'm Ralph, and this is Divergent Files. If you're still here, you're one of us now. I make these videos solo, at night, after the day job, and my kid goes to sleep. So when you like, comment, or subscribe, it really matters. Not just to the algorithm, but to me personally. I appreciate you. And if you believe in what we're building here, you can help keep this channel alive at patreon.com/divergentfiles. But until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, because remember, no matter what they tell you, the truth is still out there. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.